This is recording for the Tom Thomas Remembered Project. I am going to talk with a friend of Tom's, Laura Baldwin, today. And we're working with prompts, and so we will start here in a minute. Testing. It looks like it's recording. Okay. Laura, thanks for agreeing to meet with me today. It's an opportunity for us to celebrate some of our faculty who have left us. Sadly, Tom has gone. If you would state your name, age if you'd like to, date and location.
My name's Laura Baldwin, and I am 55 years old. I am sitting in Hayes Hall. And I met Tom when I was a student working in the library. Tom was always coming in and having his students use the equipment and the resources, and he would come in and grab slides or grab something that he wanted to use for class.
So about how long did you know Tom?
I would say that I knew Tom probably 20 years.
20 years. Was there anything you liked about Tom? You know, describe that and how that affected you.
Tom had a little boy charm about him. He could be serious, but he also didn't look like that things got to him too much.
So he's kind of laid back, is that what you're saying?
I would say that laid back is probably one of the qualities that I would attribute to him. He always seemed to be rushing around, sometimes like a chicken without its head off. But didn't seem to, I think he just had his hands in lots of pots and
doing lots of things. Well, do you know about much about Tom's life or energy and the goals he had? Do you know why was he a teacher?
I really don't know. We never had any
conversations.
Super in-depth conversations about personal things. It was usually about class-related things or library resources that he wanted.
Did you have anything to share about Tom as the artist? His influences, style, the materials he used? I'm thinking about his lab upstairs in Whitewater when we were all still in one building.
One of the things that I remember a couple of his projects. One was he had people paint. He would often have them sit on the steps outside the lobby of Whitewater, and they don't exist anymore because they've paved it over. But there used to be those steps, and he would have the students draw what they would see over there. And I always thought that was interesting to go by and see the students as they were working. And he had a larger-than-life project that he would borrow the library's Duquesne projector, and they would take a small picture and project it onto a canvas, and then they would draw these great big large pictures, and I think they were doing it of the Indy 500 drivers or their cars, maybe.
So he did for a while work in that project. Do you know anything about Tom's service to IU East?
I think he got IU East on the map with his Whitewater Valley competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any interest in knowing more about Tom's art? And you maybe talked to me once about inventions that Tom, that you...
I know one time Tom was talking about he had invented some kind of air pressure gauge. I never got to see it in action. He had invented some kind of a cart that a motorcycle would pull, a trailer that a motorcycle would pull. Again, I never really looked up close at what he had. Just him oversaying something in a conversation.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to share about Tom?
I thought he was a really creative person, and always treated me decent, even when I was just a student worker in the library.
I like the way he always addressed me as dear. Did he do that to you?
Because
he didn't remember names, you know, a lot of times. So I mean, he did, but sometimes if he didn't remember your name, it was dear.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Okay, well, Laura, unless there's anything else you want to add, that'll be all for our interview today. I appreciate you taking your time to invest, and hopefully, you know, this project will be the beginning of many others. Thank you.
Thank you.